opera, by its own right, is a complex feat of epic proportions. But as Minnesota Opera artistic director Dale Johnson points out, the end result is often very easy to grasp.
You know, I think in many ways the opera art form, when it's really successful, is pretty black and white. You know, it's like, I love you, I hate you, I'm gonna kill you. You know, that sort of, you know, just putting everything out there.
Just ask the audience, what draws you to the form of opera?
I think it runs the gamut of the emotions.
It's like reading a book, just getting to experience what's going on. And
sometimes by the end of it, you're so emotional and the beauty and the how it makes you feel. Oh,
it's really a total art for a multiple art forms in one production.
Opera is the human experience expressed through music.
Very dramatically.
Very dramatically sometimes.
The voice you last heard was Jenna Wolf. She works in development for the Minnesota Opera. Both Jenna and Dale started out as musicians, not singers or opera nerds, but came to appreciate the art form later in their music studies. They also both admitted that not everyone is open to appreciating opera because it can seem stuffy, hard to understand, and irrelevant to modern struggles. But part of the mission of the Minnesota Opera from its founding as a program of the Walker Arts Center in 1963 has always been about changing that perception.
Center Opera, I guess, at that point, was founded as almost an experimental opera company, performing a lot of brand new works that had never been heard, new American works, challenging people's musical palates, challenging the things they thought about opera, their preconceptions. And then it grew, and in the 70s, merged with St. Paul Opera, which had been producing more traditional works.
Dale says that merger created an important juxtaposition.
I like to tell people, you know, that La Traviata was a scandalous new piece when it premiered, and Madame Butterfly was a big flop when it premiered and had to be rewritten, and Mozart, you know, was controversial with The Marriage of Figaro. I mean, we forget that part of opera, and we have to be able to give new works a chance. But we also have to give the audience a good story. We have to give them, you know, an evening that they can understand. If they can't understand what's going on stage, you know, what's the point?
Getting their audiences to understand the stories in their productions has always been a driving force of the company. A major innovation in operatic performance style was pioneered by former Minnesota Opera director Wesley Bulk.
He wrote a very influential book for training of young American singers, and it was very influential in the 70s and 80s.
Bulk revolutionized the movement of opera singers on stage by introducing more theatrical conventions into their performances. Prior to Bulk, it was standard for principal performers to simply stand and sing, often very far apart from each other on stage. If you've ever tried to sing an aria from Carmen, you probably wouldn't want to move either. But Bulk introduced a new formula for incorporating facial expression and movement on stage that didn't interfere with singing technique, giving the audience a little more to look at and therefore keeping them more engaged with the story. Then we go back even further in Minnesota opera history to 1963, when the Center Opera was first founded by American composer Dominic Argento. Argento had a knack for mixing the classical with the avant-garde. He was also a Pulitzer Prize-winning musician whose original compositions were often launched here in Minnesota before being picked up by companies in New York. Argento credited the creative environment in Minnesota for his success, saying that he felt stilted by the establishment on the East Coast. Dale Johnson says this is largely due to the audiences in Minnesota who crave new work.
Unlike a lot of our colleagues in the opera world, we still produce a lot of new work. And strangely enough, the new work is very popular here in Minnesota, where other companies tend to struggle with that. So, you know, I think it's just really in the DNA of the community, and Minnesota Opera reflects that.
The company continues to commission new opera with each new season, like the much-anticipated premiere of John Patrick Shanley's Doubt in 2013. While planning is essential, creating good programming over the years has been tied to the company's commitment to taking risks. Dale's hope for the future is that the Minnesota Opera holds true to that commitment.
I don't ever want to see this company turn into a standard opera. company. I think that it's always had a unique personality, and we've always taken risks, and I want this company to do even more new and interesting and wonderful, strange new things.
I'm Michelle Ali Marotti for KFAI Radio, Minneapolis.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.